Well, thank you for joining me. Let's pray. You know, today I think of St. John of the Cross, who, boy, he suffered some dark nights. And I think of Mother Teresa. If you're going through a dark spiritual moment right now, you're having difficulty praying, you know, you're not alone. If I have a chance, I'm going to talk to you about that coming up a little bit later. I've been through it. I know what it's like. And I'll tell you what, you will get through it. There is light. God works things out in just amazing ways. But I know the trials of life can be difficult to endure. And it's very natural to resist them, to refuse to accept the way that it's going to change your life. Maybe you've lost someone. Maybe you're injured. Maybe you're, you know, out of a job now, or there's been a real life change. You know, you have to just trust that God's going to write a better story for you. You know, the new chapter of your life is about to begin. You know, I think it was St. Paul the Cross who urged his followers, you and me, to accept the trials that come our way like a rock, right? Have you ever noticed, he said, how rocks, you know, in the sea are beaten, you know, by the storm, by the tempest, furious waves, they dash over the rock, and yet the rock is unmoved. And if you look at it after the storm has subsided, you're going to see that, you know, the flood has did nothing but serve to purify it, to clean it of any defilement that had contacted it during the calm. And that's the same thing that happens in your own life. You might be in a storm right now, but you're going to shine as a result of it. You know, we need to be a rock in the midst of those storms that are beating against us right now. You know, don't let them rob you of your hope. Don't let them rob you of your joy. Know that the trial that you are facing, the fact that you're being pruned, is going to only allow you to bloom and blossom even more fully. It's going to purify your weakness. Trials that God has allowed you to encounter, he allows you to go through them so you can be perfected, so you can grow in holiness. So if you're going through a tough time, know that God's bringing a greater good out of it. Know that he's doing that. And just accept the trial. Say, Lord, I don't understand, but I trust you. You know, I trust you. Somebody once said that statues have got to be chiseled with very sharp tools before, it's fit to be placed in a grand gallery. And I think that's what happens. Sometimes God's got to chip away at us, right, in order to allow the beauty of what he has intended for you to shine forth. And God's in control. Just surrender to him. That's my message to you today. I really believe that, especially in these difficult times. We don't see it, but I'm telling you. God perfects us. He allows us to blossom. He allows us to shine. I want to pray with you today. So if you are on hold, I'll do my very best to get you on. If you have written to us, I'll try to share a few emails. And of course, Patrick Alog, who's running the board today, he's sitting in for Maggie. Maggie's under the weather. She's sick, my producer. So if you could offer a prayer for Maggie, I'd appreciate it. Congressman Chris Smith, who was with me, who's doing a really good work and is really under a lot of fire. I'd ask you to pray for him and all of our elected officials, that they may use the platform that God has given them, the position, to really advance the common good. And I want to pray for all those discerning that type of vocation as well. And Patrick, you're praying with me today. Is that the deal?
Yes.
Anything you want to pray for, lift up before we begin?
Absolutely. Actually, I want to pray for the repose of the soul of my Aunt Lydia, who died in the Philippines last night.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that, mm-hmm. Patrick. I didn't know that. All right. Well, let's pray for all those who are in these very critical moments right now. In fact, there's a lot of emails that have come in, and I just, my heart goes out to everyone who writes to me. Know that I want to mention all of yours, but this person said, could you pray for Hector, my brother's daughter-in-law, who was on a train to see his niece? He collapsed and died suddenly. So I'm going to lift him up. Also, Bernard, who's in the hospital with COVID, he may be put on a ventilator. We'll lift him up and all those intentions that are now coming in. I just want to share one quick email, too. This person says, Drew, a couple of weeks ago, I sent you a prayer request for a young mom of five. Her name was Ashleya, who had COVID. She had COVID pneumonia, very low oxygen. She ended up in the ICU, and it got very critical. We called in. We prayed the chaplet. And I just got to tell you, and I want you to share this with everyone. She made a quick turn for the better, was able to go home, and is with her family. Thank you very much for your prayers. We try to also pray with you on the weekends. All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for praying with us, Karen. We're deeply grateful for that. We're grateful for the way that God is answering prayers, the way that he's working. One more. How about I say this? Hey, I've requested prayers for Matt, who has severely burned his leg. Great news. Pray the chaplet. He's starting to heal. and is back to work soon. So, Lord, we thank you for the ways that you are hearing prayers and answering them. We pray for the crosses and trials of life, that we have the fortitude to carry them and know that you'll bring greater good out of them. And we begin today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's take our first call today. We'll go to Dean, who's listening to us in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Good afternoon, Dean. Dean, I can't hear
your intentions.
There you go. Thank you, Dean. Go
ahead. Can you hear me now?
I can, sir. Yes, thank you.
All right, we got it now. A couple of weeks ago, I noticed strange swelling and a dark spot on my tongue area, and they're sending me to a specialist. So I would like to have prayer for that healing of the tongue completely. And let's pray for my wife's total healing. She has a small tumor. And then I want to pray for my twin brother, who is in hospice and near death. I'd like to pray for his conversion, for he has never really been a believer. And if God is willing to heal him miraculously.
Well, look, this is one of those prayers I know the Lord hears. And I want to pray for you, for your tongue, for your wife, of course, for your health. Health issues can be a great cross. But let's pray especially for your brother who's near death. And Dean, I'm glad you got through, because this chaplet is that prayer. You know, I'm so convinced of it. St. Faustina, the Lord gave her the great privilege of bilocating, of being two locations at once, deep in prayer in her own room, in her own cell there at the convent. And yet suddenly she'd find herself whisked away miles and at the bedside of somebody who was dying. And the Lord talked about how in this final hour, the evil one really wants to rob, you know, you of your soul. It's the last chance Satan has. And it's this prayer that he gave to her, especially for the dying. He says, the grace of eternal salvation for certain souls in that final moment depends on this prayer, on our prayers. And I know that those graces flow. I know this prayer moves the heart of God. I know God loves your brother more than you do, and more than anyone ever could. And the Lord says, by the prayer of the chaplet, you'll obtain for that soul trust. And that's when they have it the least. And the grace of eternal salvation for that soul in that final moment depends on your prayer. So pray as much as you can for the dying. Let's do it right now. I want to pray for everyone now approaching the threshold of death. Everyone, God's going to call home expectedly, and those unexpectedly. And Lord, I just ask you to hear Dean's prayers. You hear our cries and our prayers now, especially for those approaching death. And we pray for the hour of our own death, that you'll meet us as a merciful Savior, not a just judge. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and on the whole world.
All right, Peter in Santa Monica, California is praying with us. Hi, Peter.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Just a couple of requests real quick. One is a friend of mine named Michael Clemens had a car accident. I want to pray for his healing according to God's will. And also with my own healing, just general healing. And also I want to offer prayers for freedom and liberty to manifest in the whole world. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Peter. Thank you so much for those prayers. I love it. It's an important one. Lord, I do pray for peace. We pray for the conversion of the enemies of this country and our own enemies. We pray for peace amongst nations and protection from degeneration, disaster, disease, and war. I also pray for healing amongst broken relationships. Lord, I lift that up. I give you Peter and all those prayers for that Michael who was in a car accident, all those who are facing tragedy and accident, and for those who right now need healing in so many different ways. Lord, I bring you these souls. I bring them to you as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
All right, next call comes from Blanca. She prays in Chicago with us today. Hi, Blanca.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I want to pray for you. Oh, my God. Every time you do the chaplet, I want to cry every day because it's so amazing. It's so amazing.
That's awesome.
I thank you, and I thank everybody on Relevant Radio. And I'm just sending prayers for my friend. She's in the hospital. Her name is Elda. And she didn't have a stroke, but like a mini stroke. She has a lot of anxiety and a lot of, she thinks and things. And I just want to pray for her. And then I want to pray for myself. The state is coming to do an observation. I'm a teacher. So I won't get nervous and the Lord will help me ask the right questions. Yep. And for other teachers that are going through the same thing. And I'm wishing for a house. I need a house. So maybe the Lord will provide that in the future. Thank you.
Amen. You got it, Blanca. And I'll certainly pray. I know how anxiety-filled and concerning it'd be having somebody else watch you, judge you, evaluate you. And I'll just ask that you have peace and eloquence and just be yourself. I know you're going to be fine, okay? And I've heard stories of people who've been given homes. So, I mean, God can surprise you with a home. He can give you a good mortgage. He can, give you that perfect place. Lord, I do pray for those who are looking for homes, trying to sell their homes, those who are going through inspections and, negotiations and the whole litany of processes that are involved with home purchases. And I just ask that you guard, guide, and protect and bless in those areas. And I pray for our country. There's talk of a housing bubble. There's talk of inflation. There's talk of rising interest rates. And just pray for all those struggling economically. But I lift up Blanca and all the intentions that she raised up for her friend in the hospital, for those battling with anxiety. And Lord, we just ask for your mercy. I also, Patrick, invite you to join us. I know you've been monitoring our Twitter feed. And I know a lot of people put intentions both to the show inbox, but to Twitter, at Drew Mariani Show. Anything we should be praying for today?
Absolutely, Drew. Elizabeth is praying for her cervical screening test results to be normal as she's awaiting those test results. So prayers for Elizabeth on that front. Also, prayers for Carol as she's going through a tough time during this holiday season because she's without her husband. Also, we have prayers from Annalisa asking for her yearly examination will come back clear of anything. And also prayers for her family and loved ones. And also, we're praying, Brandon's praying for a four-year-old who was born deaf in his left ear and his right ear and his moderate hearing loss. And hopefully those things improve there.
Amen to that. All right, we'll lift up those intentions, all that have been emailed to us here at the show, all those right now, Lord, who are united with me. I believe so much and trust so deeply in your mercy and in the power of this prayer. So I thank you for those prayers you're now hearing and the way you're going to work. And I pray also in thanksgiving as I pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Boston. Kathy, it's good to hear from you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Drew, for all you do. And I just need prayers for my mom, who is undergoing some surgery on Thursday on her kidney. She's almost 92 years old. She's usually in terrific health. We're just hoping she comes through okay and has minimal aftercare. And also for a coworker friend, her name is Gail. She was just admitted to the hospital, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. So all of us at work are praying for her and hoping that she recovers completely. Thank you very much.
It's, you got it. It's always so frightening when you deal with a brain. Lord, I do ask for the shrinking of that tumor. We've heard these intentions before, and they have been answered in amazing ways. I just pray for complete and successful eradication of that tumor. If it's through surgery, we thank you. If it's by your divine touch, I rejoice even more. But I lift up Kathy, and I pray for her mom, who is going to be having surgery. And I just ask you, fortify her and be the divine physician. Allow her to come through this with flying colors so that there'll be many, many more years Kathy can spend with her mother and with her family. And Kathy, the Lord said, you know, don't despair, right? You know, it can be very nervous. And I would be nervous, too, if I was in your situation. But we're called not to give in to that anxiety. But the Lord said, throw yourself into my arms like a child into the arms of its mother, you know? And Lord promised never to disappoint a soul that would trust in him. So, Lord, I trust in you. I pray on behalf of everyone now that's on hold, in particular Kathy and all those who are united with me. We put ourselves in your merciful embrace as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Frank. He's praying with us in Los Angeles. Frank, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Yeah, I wanted to, about an hour ago, my mother was rushed to the ER with back pain, chest pain. She got it yesterday during dialysis. She was also on dialysis. So I'm praying for her recovery. Hopefully it's nothing serious and that she comes back home quickly.
All right. We're with you. I'm glad you called, and what an opportunity to get through. We have so many souls interceding and petitioning. And Heavenly Father, I just bring you Frank. I bring you his mother. I know how much he loves his mother. We pray for all those with cardiac issues, chest pain, those who've had heart attacks and strokes, those who are being evaluated, Lord. I ask for, again, the divine touch. I ask for healing today. I ask for it in a big way for so many souls who are crying out for it. And we just bring you Frank and this particular intention. And I'll also bring Victoria from upstate New York into the fifth decade here. Victoria, good afternoon.
I'm here. Yes, I'm here, Drew. Thank you. We need prayers for my friend. He was married 3 months ago, and his wife, Carol, was diagnosed with 5 brain tumors, cancerous.
Oh,
only 3 are operable. The other 2, we need a lot of prayers. And
wow.
Like I try to tell them, I had very rare cancer 3 years ago. And I prayed all my life, and I just kept praying and praying. You name it, I prayed it, and I always did.
Yep.
And 3 years, I'm out of the woods. So,
praise God.
I said prayers. Yeah. And the chaplet, the rosary, you name it, you know, divine mercy, everything.
Well, Victoria, you're a testimony of the power of prayer, and I love that. Let's pray right now. I love it. I hope everyone takes a chapter from Victoria's book. Sometimes prayers are answered instantly. Took her years. We have to be persistent. Knock and the door will be open, right? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. I know it's hard, but keep trusting. Keep praying. Keep putting your intentions before the Lord, and the Lord will not disappoint you. Let me just take one more call here. Brian in Shoreville, Minnesota. Brian, good afternoon.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you. I'm asking for prayers for my daughter and her husband, who are separated and have divorce paperwork that she's repented and wants to ask him to accept her despite all the grave errors she made a year ago or so. And they have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, 5-year-old children that really need them together as a family. And that they return to the Catholic Church. This all happened about the time they stopped going to the Catholic Church. And they are married in a sacramental marriage.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel about that, Brian. I really believe the Lord had promised us in this chaplet, anything you ask of me in virtue of this prayer, during this hour of mercy, during this chaplet, it'll be granted if it's according to God's will. And I know God wants sacramental marriages to stay together. So let's pray for it now. Let's pray for your daughter, okay? We'll bring her before the Lord, and we'll bring your son-in-law and the whole family. And Lord, I just give you this, Father, and I just I know how heavy his heart is, how broken he is. I pray for forgiveness and reconciliation. I pray for new beginnings, and I pray for the grace of the bonds of matrimony right now, where there's infidelity, where there is division, where there is hurt, where there's mistrust, where there's abuse, Lord, I ask for healing. And I really do. I just ask right now for those relationships that need to be together, Lord, that you'll give them the grace, give them that opportunity, that they can grow stronger and be an even more powerful witness. And I just come to you with all the intentions of those praying with me. You know us, our hearts, our needs, our desires. We pour them out before you as we pray, Eternal Father. And we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy in us and in the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy in us and in the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
Saint John of the Cross,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for praying with me. Such a power in this moment when you and I are united in prayer. And I know there's a lot of voices lifting up right now before the throne of God. Trust in the Lord. All right? Keep praying. And send me your answered prayers. I know God's hearing a lot of them, okay? I'm going to take a short pause, and I'll be right back. Hi, Drew Mariani here. Hey, I am traveling to the Holy Land in February with our underwriting sponsor, Nativity Pilgrimage. Information is available at relevantradio.com/Holy Land. That's relevantradio.com/Holy Land.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, you know, if when I get to the Holy Land, I will be praying for you. I can't wait to do that. That's going to be a fun trip. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be praying at Calvary. I'll offer a chapel to Divine Mercy for you there. What an incredible place to pray that prayer, huh? Unbelievable. And as it gets closer, don't send it to me yet, but I promise I'll take your prayer intentions with me too. I'd love to be able to pray for you. And if you are going to travel, look forward to doing that with you too. It'll be fun. Hey, I came across something I want to just put on your radar. And you know, I don't know whether you have a vanity tag on your car or not, you know, or whether you just go with the regular license plate. During the Supreme Court arguments of the Dobbs case, right? And that's this big one we've been talking about. We're waiting to see how the Supreme Court is going to rule. The issue of adoption was brought up, right? And a lot of liberals just went nuts on it. And I think, why would you go crazy over adoption, right? Justice Amy Coney Barrett, she twice, and you know she's got a huge family, she twice raised the fact that, you know, there are safe haven laws where women can actually leave their newborn babies. You can take them to a fire station or a police station or a hospital and leave your child there and take off without any legal consequence at all. So you have these safe haven laws in place. So if a woman doesn't really want her child, she doesn't have to kill it. She can go ahead and bring it to a place, deliver it, and leave it there, and it'll be taken care of. For some reason, it ticked off liberals. They went crazy. And suddenly we're hearing now, and this is, look, I'm just looking at this from the 30,000 view. I'm trying to zoom out a little bit and say, you look at these events, then what happened? You're suddenly starting to hear about forced pregnancies, about the emotional trauma that adoption can sometimes cause to mothers, and the emotional trauma that some adopted kids go through as they get older. They start to wonder who their birth parents are. Of course, all of this angst was simply because they were afraid of what was going to happen if, you know, Roe was overturned. We know, of course, that abortion isn't going to go away yet. I want to say that it will eventually, I am convinced, one day be a dark chapter in the story of the United States of America, just as slavery was. But it will fall on the federal level. I'm convinced that I feel confident the Supreme Court will rule in that way. It'll be overturned. And then we got a battle on the states, right? And, you know, we know that it'll be thrown back to the states to decide on a state-by-state basis how they're going to deal with it. And that means, unfortunately, we're going to have places like the state of California, the state of New York, who want to become abortion meccas. You know, they want abortion tourism. You know, these states are saying, hey, we'll pay for women to get here. You know, we'll provide transportation and housing. Come on, you know, you can terminate your child here, or you can kill your child here. That's just sick. It's twisted. And I get shame on you. You know, just shame on you. You're a wound on the country if you do that. And you need healing. You need healing. You know, if you're a resident of one of 36 states, just 36 out of our great union, you've probably seen license plates that say choose life, you know, if you ever drive around. I don't know if you've ever seen those. So, but when you purchase those plates, what you're doing is you're actually supporting the cause of adoption. I don't know if you knew that or not. The idea is to use license plate sales to help fund, you know, efforts for prenatal care for women considering abortions and to help pro-life pregnancy centers and all these other wonderful life, you know, affirming agencies get services to women who need them, to let women know, hey, there are alternatives. We're here to help you. You're not alone. And there are efforts being made now to make these plates available in the 14 remaining states. So I want to tell you about this because I want to encourage you, if you need to, you know, re-up your registration, maybe you're buying a new car. What a great testimony you can be for the beauty of life and for adoption, that wonderful alternative. And I'm joined today by Dr. Elizabeth Rex. She's a research faculty member and the director of institutional advancement at Holy Apostles College and Seminary in Connecticut. And she works with Choose Life America, which is a group responsible for starting those license plates. They started them back in 1996. And if you want more info, here, jot this down very quickly. And Patrick, maybe you can put this up on our Twitter page. You can check out their website. Choose-life.org is the website. Choose-life.org. Okay, Choose Life. Check out those plates. Dr. Rex, it's good to have you with me today. Thanks for making time for me.
Oh, thank you so much. We're so appreciative of your support.
I'm proud to talk to you about this, and I'm just so grateful for all those efforts. I think we all play a role in helping to advance a culture of life, and this is a great one where you can be a witness and at the same time financially support. Let's talk adoption if we could, because adoption has usually been seen as a good thing, and that's why I'm shocked by where we are in the culture. We've really become disoriented. When we look at adoption, we make a case for it as being a bad thing. I'm thinking, what the heck? Is it just because pro-abortion, you know, the hate is so great that they want to even stop adoption as an alternative? They see it as an alternative to abortion? I mean, what's behind this mindset? How do you read it?
Well, that's exactly right. Adoption is not well understood, I would propose, by either side. And the beauty of adoption is that it's a pro-life choice. It's a loving choice. My husband and I got married late in life and couldn't have kids, and we started looking into adoption. Yep. And bingo, I conceived, and we looked at each other after our son was born and say, hey, adoption works. Let's try that again. We adopted our son, and later on when we were 50, we adopted our daughter. And it was thanks to these amazing birth parents who really are heroes. It is a very difficult choice to choose life and then to consider adoption, but adoption means love. I like to tell our children that they were loved twice, by the birth parents and by us, and that we chose them. We got stuck with our firstborn son, wow, but we chose them. And adoption, they're very glad they were adopted. They know their birth parents could have made an alternative decision. And I just think every day there's 3,000 or 2,000, we don't know how many now with the abortion pill, but abortions instead of 3,000 adoptions. There are 2 million people waiting to adopt a newborn. And unfortunately, there are no babies to adopt.
That's so true.
And so it's then they resort to IVF and surrogacy and on, and then there's frozen embryos, and it's just a terrible situation. But adoption is such a loving choice, and I just think that it's common ground and it's common sense. I like to call it the fair choice. It protects a woman's right to choose and the baby's right to life. They're compatible. Yeah. And adoption can be open adoption, closed adoption, and even anonymous adoption, the safe havens that Amy Coney Barrett mentioned. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of choices that women who are facing an unplanned and unwanted pregnancy and who are desperate for help and they don't know what to do. And there is help. And safe havens is one of the things that they don't know about. And I'd like to mention there is a safe haven hotline. I'm so grateful you told me that your listening audience is from Maine to Maui.
It is, yeah.
There's safe haven laws in all 50 states. And it's a very easy number to remember and write down. If 877-796-HOPE. So 877-796-HOPE. That hotline, anyone can seek shelter, counseling, help, and anonymity. The laws in each of the states are a little different, but basically a woman can give birth in a hospital anonymously.
Wow.
And then walk out of the hospital. There's an anonymous right. last name that cannot be tracked because the leading cause of death among pregnant women is homicide.
Mm-hmm. Oh
a lot
gosh.
Of your listeners might not know that the main cause of abortion is coercion. And many women are being threatened and abused and even killed if they don't
wow.
abort their baby. So if a woman wow. decides she wants to keep her pregnancy secret, you can look this up at the Elliott Institute. They keep track of why do women, you know, they're forced into abortion. They think they have no choice but abortion. They've been kicked out of their homes. They're being threatened. Their lives are being threatened. They're being abused physically and emotionally and verbally. And they feel like they have no one to help them. And sometimes they want to keep their secret. From their parents, from their boyfriend, from their husband.
Yeah, sure.
And so safe havens are wonderful laws yeah. that exist in all 50 states, but women don't know about them. So
doctor, what happens if a mother is pregnant and she delivers her child and decides just to leave it there at the hospital or one of these safe haven spaces? What happens to the child?
The child, it's all set up by the laws. They are instantly, the hospitals are trained. The baby will be cared for. The mother needs to bring the baby to an emergency room or a fire station and mm-hmm. hand over the baby. It can also be the father or a friend, but the baby has to be relinquished safely. And then the woman can walk away. No name, no information. It'd be helpful if she would give some information, but she doesn't have to give her name. She will not be prosecuted. And the baby will be instantly cared for. And there's a long list of people who will adopt that baby instantly.
Hey doctor, stay with me. I have to take a short pause. We're going to come back. I want to talk about these license plates, too. I want people to, if they can, maybe be a witness for life. And we'll tell you all about them, how you can get them. Jot that number down again, 877-796-HOPE. And we'll talk more. I've got a son and a daughter-in-law. They're trying to get pregnant, but they've decided, you know, it may not be God's will, so they're now open to adoption. And I say it all the time, if there's anybody who, you know, doesn't think they can have their child and wants to terminate it, and I'm thinking about that, you know, the Mariani family would adopt that in a second. And I know there's a lot of families across the country that would do. Choose adoption.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me. Hey, coming up in a few moments, I'll tell you a great story about a priest and an exorcist who was praying outside of an abortion clinic. But if you're just joining me, I'm speaking today with Dr. Elizabeth Reck. She's a research faculty member and director of the International Advancement at Holy Apostles College and Seminary in Connecticut, and works with Choose Life America, and talking a little bit about these options that a lot of women have today now, especially to adopt. Adoption, I was sharing, has become an ugly word. It has come under attack, and yet I think it's such a beautiful alternative. It really is. And if you are pregnant, if you don't think you can have your child. The biggest mistake of your life will be having an abortion. All right, it will be. Trust me on that. Life is a gift. There's the option of giving it up. And I'm telling you, there's so many families who would love to embrace that child and give it a loving home. And you'll be glad you did. It's the better alternative. Doctor, it's good to have you back. I'm grateful for you bringing attention to these safe haven laws to a lot of women. You deliver your baby, you take it to a fire station, police department, emergency room. They'll take it, no questions asked. Let's talk a little bit about these license plates, too, because they kind of help support the cause. How do the Choose Life plates help the cause of adoption? I know there's an effort right now underway in Minnesota to allow Choose Life plates, and there's some states, 16 of them left, that right now don't have them. So what's happening nationally, and how do they work?
Choose Life license plates started in Florida in 1996, as you mentioned, and it took them 4 years. Believe it or not, the governor at that time had an adopted daughter. And from the very beginning, the man who had this vision of this plate, Florida has lots of license plates, as anyone who lives in Florida knows. The number one vanity plate down there is the Save the Panther plate. It's raised $100 million. It saved the panther.
That's amazing.
And they have a Save the Manatee plate. And one day stopped in traffic behind one of these plates. He said, why couldn't there be a license plate that would help save babies by promoting adoption? From the very beginning, he was a county executive. It took him a while to get the bill together and get it passed with bipartisan support to support adoption. Why don't we support adoption as a good, positive, common sense, common ground choice that respects a woman's right to choose and the baby's right to life? So it got vetoed by the governor. It was and then it went national. How could a governor who has an adopted daughter veto a Choose Life license plate with two smiling children on it? And so they didn't give up. Governor Childs did die in office, and Governor Jeb Bush became governor. And when they passed it through the legislature, again, bipartisan support, who can be opposed to adoption?
Right.
Then he signed the bill. And then the state of Florida got slammed with three lawsuits. It was all of the pro-abortion organizations. They're not pro-choice. They're just pro-abortion. So, you know, let's make it clear.
Right.
Those of us who are really pro-choice are all the Choose Lifers, you know, with parenting and adoption and safe havens. There's so many good choices, pro-life choices. We don't, and they couldn't even get a pro-choice plate passed in Florida themselves. There weren't enough people. They're a radical fringe. Let's give women the support they need to choose life and to consider adoption. So then it was off to the races. All of the other states started, because they instantly sold 40,000 plates. And they had raised $29 million have been raised since the plate went on the road about the year 2000. And now it's in all these other states. If you go to choose-life.org, there's a map. So choose-life.org, and you, all of your listeners can click on their own state, and there will be information how to order a Choose Life plate. And they're adorable. They've got mothers and babies. They've got children. They've got toddlers. They're just, you know, family. Choose Life. It's just America's license plate, you know, is life and liberty for everyone, including and especially children. So it's a great family license plate. And so right now, there's been great success. It's, you know, three-fifths of the country. And there's a bill that's on its way to being approved in Minnesota. It's in the House and in the Senate. It's a legislative bill, so then you can go and buy it at your DMV. And the money, it's a little extra, about $25 a year that you pay extra for your license plate. And the state gets a little piece of it as well, so that's why they offer these vanity plates. It supports the DMV, and it also supports good causes.
Right.
So Minnesota is happening. Idaho is one of the most recent plates that was approved. They sold 1,000 plates. Now they have to sell another 500 in 2022. 2022 and then another 500 in 2023. So anyone who's listening in Idaho, please support the cause. Keep that plate on the road.
Beautiful.
And Kansas has been approved. And Minnesota is about to be approved. So we hope from Maine to Maui, we're going to have plates in all 50 states. But it's a traveling billboard. We all are so impressed with 40 Days for Life. It's so ecumenical, right? Yep. Non-denominational. It's just everyone coming together to support those who are defenseless and speechless. And we speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. And this little license plate is every day for life. Think about it. You know, it's not just 40 days for life. Make it 365 days for life. Every time you drive your car, it's mobilizing a culture of life. It's so exciting. I used to look at, as a little girl, we played the license plate game. I don't know if any of your listeners ever did.
Sure.
It was the way my mom kept us busy in the car, trying to look at all the license plates from all the states. So you can find license plates with Choose Life license plates from virtually most of the states. And someday we hope all of the states, because it is a loving choice. We're all adopted children of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That
well,
is thank you. A truth that we, as Christians, as Catholics, know God is our Father. And we also have our earthly parents. But ultimately, we're all brothers and sisters of Christ and among each other. We're a family. God is our Father. Mary is our mother. And so adoption is who we are. It's a wonderful reality that we are one family. And it's just a great, easy way, $25 a year. And the money goes to the pregnancy centers and to the adoption agencies and to the safe haven programs that help women who are in desperate need so they don't have to go to an abortion clinic. They need alternatives, and they get counseling, they get financial assistance, they can get housing, they can even deliver a baby in the hospital for free.
That's so great. Wow.
It's amazing.
So $25
so
a month.
Great.
$25 a year.
Year.
It's about $2 a month. So that's nothing for the cause of life, and we can all do that. You know, a gallon of gas costs you more. So, hey, doctor, thank you. I am really grateful for your time and for your effort. You keep up your wonderful work, okay? And let me give out the web address very quickly. It's choose-life.org, okay? Choose-life.org. Learn more about these Choose Life plates, and if you can help support the cause of life, it's such a simple way to do it. Plus, you'll be a driving billboard stating the fact that life is sacred, and then every American has an inalienable right to it. You can also, if you are pregnant now and you are considering aborting your child, I really invite you to think about offering that child up for adoption. And again, you can take it to a hospital, to a police station, to a fire station. You can also call this number, 877-796-HOPE. 877, it's toll-free, 796-HOPE. Doctor, thank you. Enjoy your holiday, and I hope to talk to you again.
Thank you so much.
You got it. That's Dr. Elizabeth Rex. Your news and headlines are straight ahead. I have to take a very short pause. Maybe jot that number down, that web address, or even the phone number. Put it on your social media, okay? Put it up on Twitter. Maybe Patrick or Lucas can do that for me, and we'll get that up, and be a great way to just to spread the news. All right. Coming up when we return, you're going to hear an amazing Christmas story. What happened in Poland on Christmas, or on the advent of Christmas, if you will, 1981. It's a great story. Evil will never prevail. Good always conquers it. And this is one of those great stories. I'll be back. I'll share it with you right after this.